Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. We love hearing from you, our listeners, and we'd love to hear from you right now if you have a question or something you'd like to share. 844-322-2742. That's the number for the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Usually on Fridays, we do a teaching edition. Today, it's a change. We're doing it live. We would love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. If you're hearing the broadcast live, we would love to hear your voice right now. Give us a call. Bob?
Well, thanks, Bob. We do hope many people will call and ask questions or just talk. And let's share a lot about the grace of God, the truth of God that we experience in Christ Jesus. The number 844-322-2742. I know there's probably a lot of listeners out there. It's December 28th. They're kind of looking back on the year, and it just didn't turn out to be what they wanted it to be. They just missed out on what they were hoping to experience in 2018. And so they may be excited about 2019, but sometimes real thinking starts to creep in and said, well, I'm just missing it. I am missing the real thing, what life is really supposed to be about. Well, don't go into 2019 missing the real thing. Let's get a hold of that right now. And the real thing isn't a thing. It's a person. It's the person of Jesus Christ. I know so many people that go to church, they read their Bible, they follow all the rules and the regulations that church leaders tell them that they need to be doing. And yet at the end of the day, the end of the month, the end of the year, they still feel empty. They still feel like something's missing.
Yeah.
Well, they may be doing the right things, but they're missing the right person, and that person is Jesus Christ himself. Paul put it this way in Colossians chapter 2, and I'm going to read verse 17. It says, these are a shadow of the things to come. All these activities that we get involved in, all of these religious rituals, all of these protocols and things that we do, he says, these are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. So if you want the real thing, you're looking for Jesus Christ himself. You're not looking for a system. You're not looking for a religious system. You're not looking for a series of rules and regulations to follow. You're not looking for a lot of festivals that you have to maintain and upheld through the year and celebrate. You're not looking for those things. Those are just shadows. Mm-hmm. Those are just pictures. But the substance of all of that is found in Jesus Christ. So it says, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled or made complete in him who is the head of all rule and authority. So if you're sitting there scratching your head saying, I wish I just knew the answer. I wish I could experience something real, something of substance. Well, today, if you're hearing my voice, today is your invitation, your opportunity to receive the real one. His name is Jesus Christ. So if you're feeling empty inside, you're feeling that something is missing, that something is just not right at the very depths of your soul, I am asking you today to open up your heart and receive Jesus Christ. He is the real thing. And once you have found Jesus, and once you have been made complete or whole in Jesus Christ, you won't be searching anymore. You may want to grow more in your knowledge of him. You may want to grow in your understanding of who he is and grow in this grace that saves you. But you're not going to be searching beyond Christ Jesus, because you will know that finally, you have found the real thing, the real one, through faith in Christ himself.
Yeah.
So if you would just open up your heart and say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you became one of us 2,000 years ago. Thank you that in that body that you occupied, that you offered it as the sacrifice that took away my sins. Thank you for being buried and coming back to life so that today I can receive you. And so I open up my heart today, right now, and receive you as both Lord and God and as my very life. And from this point forward, I am going to enjoy the real thing through a relationship with you. And it's in your name I pray. Amen.
Yeah. And friends, if you prayed along with Bob and asked the living Christ into your heart, into your life, to be your life, we would love to hear from you. Whether you're hearing the live broadcast or if you're hearing a delayed broadcast, the number is 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you and share that good news with all the rest of the listeners here at Basic Gospel. Again, 844-322-2742. And friends, just a reminder, when you give to support Basic Gospel, this is what you're giving to support. You help us deliver the good news straight to the heart and connect with listeners literally around the world to the love of Jesus Christ. Listeners like Amy, for instance, who said, I love your ministry. It's really changed my life. It's so refreshing to hear the truth presented like I've never heard before. I thank you all for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, and may God bless you all. And we thank Amy, of course, for her words of encouragement. And friends, it's your gifts that make it possible to reach Amy and so many others just like Amy. Over the next 3 days, every gift that you give will have double impact because of the $50,000 matching gift challenge. Every dollar you give becomes two. Every $20 becomes 40, and so on. Every gift will be doubled. We hope to see this ministry expand and reach more people, as I said earlier, literally around the world with the good news, just like Amy received. And there are several ways to give. First, visit BasicGospel.net to see all the ways. You can give by phone or by check. You can also give through the Basic Gospel app or through PayPal. But the easiest way is to click Donate at BasicGospel.net or in Canada, BasicGospel.net/Canada. Any way you give will help to meet this extraordinary $50,000 matching gift challenge. Every dollar you give by the 31st will be doubled, and we hope you'll double some of those dollars today. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being a part of this ministry we call Basic Gospel. Well, Bob, we had a call that came in off hours. Let's listen.
My name is Richard. You and I are making our way up to Atlanta from South Alabama. The question is this. Jacob was a deceiver. He was a fellow that he sinned a lot. God had chosen him, had anointed him to get the blessing of his father Isaac. I had heard someone suggest that the idea is you reap what you sow. And one of the reaping things that Jacob received was that somehow Joseph, next to the youngest son, had deceived him or tricked him or did something. I don't recall ever hearing that before. And I'm just wondering if the person that I had overheard this, if they just simply misspoke. Anyway, I just thought I'd check with y'all about that. Hope you have a very good day and very good New Year. I hope the Christmas is well. Thank you now.
Nice to hear from Richard.
Nice to hear from Richard as well. Love hearing from our Southeastern fans.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate that. Love, love, love that Southern accent. It just does my heart good to hear it.
You emulate it often, as a matter of fact.
Yes, 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 indeed. Now, as far as Jacob, he was conflating several different stories there, but
yeah.
Jacob is the father of the 12. So Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So when Jewish people, when Israelites talk about their God, they talk about him in terms of being the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Okay, now Jacob was one of the offspring of Isaac, and he was a twin. His brother was Esau. And Esau was the firstborn. He came out of the womb first. And then Jacob came next. Now, convention of that day would have been that the firstborn would have received the blessing.
Right.
Well, God had already chosen that the younger or the older would serve the younger, and that the bloodline this promise that God had made to Abraham that through your seed, the world is going to be blessed. That promise went from Abraham to Isaac and then was going to go to Jacob. That had already been predetermined by God. Now, how that played out in the course of human events is a very interesting and scandalous story.
Yeah.
Why? Because Jacob and his mother planned together.
Concocted a story.
That's right. They came up with a plan, and so that the blessing would go from Isaac to Jacob and would bypass Esau.
Mm-hmm.
And he dressed up. Esau was a hunter. He dressed up in some skins, and Esau was also a very hairy guy. So he dressed up in such a way that he deceived his father. That blessing came to him. And that's just the way God had foreordained it, just the way God had predestined it. Now, it wasn't that Esau was better than Jacob. We know that not to be the case. Mm-hmm. Esau was a deceiver, just as Richard was saying.
Or Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob was a deceiver, yeah. Just as Richard was saying. So that was just part of the story. Mm-hmm. But it was a part of God's plan coming to fruition. God had already determined that the bloodline was going to go through Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob became the father of the 12 sons, and those 12 sons eventually became the 12 tribes of Israel, mm-hmm. which eventually occupied the promised land after they escaped from Egypt. But the bloodline, that promise from Abraham, went from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob to Judah through King David all the way down to Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus is the seed. He is the offspring. And it's through Jesus the whole world is blessed. Now, we're fortunate enough to be a part of that story. And everybody who has named the name of Christ, or everyone in the Old Testament who is looking forward to this day, are a part of this great story of rescue that God is bringing about in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Now, all of us are flawed, have major flaws. We have character issues. We have all sorts of things. And yet God still allows us to be a part of his plan. And God cleansed us in such a way by the blood of Jesus. He took away our sins in such a way by the blood of Jesus Christ that we are fit to be a part of our Father's business.
Yeah.
Now, that's the good news. That is the great news, that even though we may have character flaws just like Jacob did, God sees us as righteous. Why? Because he's imparted to us the very righteousness of Christ. He has cleansed us. He has drawn us near to his heart. He has placed his Spirit inside of us so that we can be used, so that we can be a part of this great story of God that is being carried out on the human stage in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Richard, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help, my friend. And thanks for contacting us. If you have further questions, don't hesitate to give us a call or drop us an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Well, right now, if it's roughly 14 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast here at Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Thanks for joining us. If you'd really like to join us and join the conversation, we'd love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742, whether the U.S. or Canada, 844-322-2742. Bob had this question through another Bob through Facebook, and it concerns 1 Corinthians 2:7 and Acts 2:20, which speak to the secret and hidden wisdom of God as well as the full counsel of God. The question, different teachers come up with a lot of meanings for this, but in grace it seems to come down to two meanings. One is to see Jesus in every passage, Old Testament and New. Secondly, the term Christ in you, the indwelling Christ. Bob asked, am I on point? On point, would love to have your thoughts on this.
Well, I'll take you right back to the passage that we talked about in Colossians, and I think this really is the explanation of that. You know, we all would like to have a secret knowledge. We would all like to be enlightened, and that's kind of New Age thinking.
Yeah.
In this world today, it's the enlightened mind that is going to be the successful mind. That's at least one of the philosophies of the world.
Right.
And that's nothing new. Back in the day of the apostles, there was this kind of new philosophy sweeping the land that became known as Gnosticism. Well, what is Gnosticism? Well, it's enlightenment. It's knowledge. There's this special knowledge that is only available for a few. So those that have it, they're on a different level. Everybody else, it's just a mystery to them. And they want to keep it that way. Why? Because they're in, everybody else is out. But when it comes to the mystery that was veiled and then was made known to us, that really is all centered in Christ Jesus. And the mystery, according to Paul in Colossians chapter 1, is this: that to them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So what was the mystery? Well, the mystery is that both Jew and Gentile would become one in Christ. Now, never before had any Jewish mind ever contemplated that as a possibility. Much let alone a future reality. But there were places in the Old Testament that talked about a people group outside of the chosen ones that would be included, that would be added. Hosea is really big on that particular theme. But that was still a mystery until Christ and the church was revealed. When Christ became one of us, bled and died for us, was raised so that we could experience life. When that first sermon was given on Pentecost, something happened. It was the pouring out of God's Spirit. Well, on that day, it was poured out on the people of Israel. Then some days later, it was poured out on the Samaritans, and then it was poured out on the Gentiles. And in each of those, that gift of God's Spirit was given. And when it was given, those different people groups were added to the body of Christ. And so that was the mystery, that we all stand together as one in Jesus. Jew, Gentile, Samaritan.
Yeah.
We've become one new man. So Jesus Christ is the hidden wisdom that has now been revealed to us by the apostles. And when we come to know him, we're just brought into that story.
Yeah.
We become partakers of that story. We become fellow members of the body of Christ. We stand side by side, shoulder to shoulder, as one people, as one body in Christ. So that truly is the mystery that the apostles revealed to us in this New Testament. Yeah.
Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. Glad you could join us for this particular edition. And Bob, as we close in on the end of the year, now just basically 3.5 days, a little less than that, away, we need to make everyone aware that of this opportunity to double the impact of their gifts through Monday on New Year's Eve. What would you say to encourage people to step up and help us to do that? $50,000 matching gift.
Well, first of all, I want to say thanks to the so many people who have already stepped up and have given. We have just seen a wonderful outpouring over the last several days, several weeks. So thank you.
Yeah.
And it just does my heart good. I know it does yours as well.
Indeed.
And really is saying, hey, we want to be with you to get this good news, to get this story of Jesus out as often as it can be told to as many people as it can be told too. So thank you so much for that. We still have a ways to go. We're very close to meeting the $50,000 matching gift challenge. I think maybe 10 or 12 more gifts will make that a reality. But we still have a ways to go to meet our year-end target.
Right.
We started out in December 1st, with $220,000 as the target to hit by December 31st. We're about $75,000 away from that target. So with a little extra nudge, a little extra push, maybe you've given once this month, maybe you have a little bit more than you that you can give here before December 31st. But let's be as generous as we possibly can. Let's all do whatever we can. Give joyfully, give cheerfully. So by the end of next week, we can all celebrate knowing that this $220,000 target was hit, and I hope it surpassed.
Yes, indeed.
And what that will mean is more ministry in the coming year.
Well, friends, your gifts definitely do make a difference. You hear it practically every day here at Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net. In fact, you'll find several ways to make your gift when you visit the website. That's basicgospel.net. In Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. Well, Bob, we had this question come in from Steve, who says he listens on the app on his smartphone from Roanoke, Virginia. It says, Hebrews 8:13 says, by calling this new covenant, this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear. Since the new covenant began at the cross, what exactly is meant by the first one obsolete? Paul says we are no longer under the law, but under grace, so that that covers the law, the first five books of the Bible, right? But what about all the rest of the Old Testament, the Psalms, Proverbs, Prophets, and the four Gospels up to the cross? In helping someone understand this, what do we call the gospel time period before the cross? Thanks for your help. That's from Steve in Roanoke, Virginia.
Well, thanks, Steve. Thanks for asking that question. As far as Hebrews 8:13 is concerned, Jesus came to do the will of his Father, and the will of his Father was to set aside the old in order to establish the new. We
right.
see that in Hebrews 10, I believe, verse 8 there. So he did that. He set it aside, and the reason he set it aside is because he fulfilled it. He took every aspect of that old covenant, and he fulfilled it both in his life. He became the perfect Lamb of God, and in his death by being the sacrifice that propitiated sins, not only for us, but for the entire world. So his sacrifice was sufficient in all aspects. So he's established this new. Well, in establishing the new, it rendered the old obsolete. There's no need for example, the Levitical priesthood. Why? Because we have a new high priest in the person of Jesus Christ. There's no need for the sacrificial system anymore. Why? Because Jesus' sacrifice was sufficient. There is no need for those festivals and those sort of things that foreshadowed the work of Jesus. We have the reality in Christ himself. So that's why his death, burial, and resurrection renders the old obsolete. Why? Because we have something brand new called the new covenant.
We do indeed. Bob, thank you. Steve, thank you for your question. Hope that's a help to you. As we've said, every day Basic Gospel shares the simple yet profound message of God's love, grace, and life in Jesus Christ. But religious confusion abounds. That's why Basic Gospel is here, shining the light of truth, connecting people around the world to the transforming love of God. Friends, please help us keep shining the light, knowing that right now through Monday, New Year's Eve, every dollar you give will be doubled by this phenomenal $50,000 matching gift challenge. We've talked about it a lot, but you know, we have only a few days left, and we want to make sure that everybody hears about it. You can make your gift by phone, by check, with the Basic Gospel app, or through PayPal. But the easiest way is to click donate at basicgospel.net, or in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. Let's all do our parts and double that $50,000. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all this great ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again Monday for a New Year's Eve edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.